Good evening, good evening. Hello, hi, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from. This is Colvin Green. This is Green Tea, by the way, the podcast. You know the one you used to listen to, and we kind of just went off air. Yeah, I mean, a lot has happened. Anyway, happy glorious new year, hey? 2021 in and out the door the next day, and woo-ha, here we are. 2022, here we are. It's officially the first day of the entire year. So how have you been? I mean, a lot has happened, really. A lot has happened. 2021 was, I don't know, I'm kind of ambivalent, honestly. I have no real emotions. I have no fixed emotions, rather. Hence the term ambivalence. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, in China, we call it so-so. It's just kind of like in between, you know. Like, it's just, you know, as in French, they say comme ci, comme ça, all of that. You know, yeah, so you get the picture. I'll stop rambling. So it's been a roller coaster of a year, actually. You know, a lot happened, as I have stated briefly. A lot has happened. So what we're going to do now is we are going to, or rather I will talk and I will share with you what were the highlights of my year, actually. I mean, a lot has happened, like I said. But the first, you know, like the number one, the cherry on top, you know, the ribbon, everything else. I finally got to put to bed my four-year-long dissertation. Yes, I was a student. I was doing my postgrad, my master's degree in linguistics, yes. All those who know me, they know this. But anyway, I'm just sharing to those who do not know. So yes, I finally got to put to bed my dissertation. My supervisor is a little proud of me. I am too, immensely, of myself. So that was like a big accomplishment. Hey, and I also did something else. I finally got a dog. You know, a few years ago, it is a few years ago, because we had this conversation with a friend, I think 2 years ago, about having dogs and all that. She was gonna have a baby and then I was gonna have a dog, and we would stroll our babies, inverted commas, babies. So I finally got my dog. Yes, I've got a Bichon Frise. She's really beautiful, energetic, lovely, affectionate and all that. I call her Missy. And if you do follow me, you have seen that already. And yeah, I can't stop gushing over Missy. So I love her. She keeps me on my toes, as well she should, or she wouldn't be a healthy dog. So I love that. I really am enjoying. She's actually the light of my life. I really am enjoying my dog. I really am, like literally. It's what they say. A dog is a man's best friend. It's true. Do not underestimate the value or the weight of those words, because I am living proof of that. And another, let me see. I think owning a dog and finishing my master's, I think those were the top two. However, there were some developments in some other areas of my life, of course, personal and all that stuff happened. And a sad one, actually. I also had to say goodbye to a long-standing relationship, which I started back in 2018. You know, it was bittersweet, but anyway. You know, when something stops working, just leave. When they say love is no longer served at the table, leave. Was it easy leaving that? No, it was not easy. Is it, does it still kind of sting here and there? It sure does. But anyway, like I said, when something stops working, you either, I don't know what you do. to Colvin Green, just leave. You know, I just left. You know, or rather, it got stale and cold, and then he tried to call it off, and then I just kind of put the nail on the coffin. It was done. And, yeah, and work-wise, things were going well until, you know, as I said, I live in China. Hey, every day in China is a surprise. You know, you go to bed knowing this, you wake up the next day, it's something else. So there were some developments at work, you know, not happy ones, I'm afraid. You know, those were not savory. Yeah, those are some... anyway, I won't get into it. But you kind of get the gist of what I'm talking about. So that happened too, and I've also learned some lessons. You know, I mean, the year was good. It had its lessons, it has its triumphs, its tribulations, and it has its challenges as well. It was a roller coaster. It was, I don't know, like out of 10, I don't know, maybe like a 5.5, you know? That's not bad, right? You know, I remember watching a series and somebody said a 50% success rate is better than no success rate at all. So I'll just give it a 5 and a generous half. So it was a 5.5. I've made some friendships, of course. I also had to walk away from a few friendships. that were starting to prove toxic, you know. So I walked away from that. I chose to value myself. I chose to choose myself, really. Yeah, I chose to put myself ahead. This is something I've always done. Sorry, this is something I haven't always done in the past. I was the person that would think of the other person and then me. I don't know what you call that, but wait, there's a term for that, right? It's called being selfless. Yes, I was selfless. And now I'm selfish as fuck. Yeah, sorry, I am. I've also learned the art of being selfish. I've also learned the art of detaching myself. The art of detachment. I taught myself this harsh lesson. Detaching myself from places, from people, from situations, from anything that no longer feeds my spirit, my soul, and my general existence, really. Those are the lessons that I'm taking with me into this year, which of course will be a journey. I'm not sure how this journey will pan out, but those are the few things I'll be taking to this journey. Those are the pearls of wisdom that I taught myself, you know, forcibly so, because I was going through things, which also meant I had to step out of my comfort zone. I had to put on my big boy pants and just see the truth for what it was and what it is. So I also have taught myself that. I'm journeying into this new year with those little lessons. But what about you guys? What have you learned? Hey, what have you learned? What have you given up? What have you picked up? Have you picked up a new hobby? Oh, the favorite one, of course, for this time of the year, resolutions. Have you made any? I never did actually make those. But are there people that still make those things? Like, you know, are there people that still sit down and actually put pen to paper and write New Year's resolutions? And are there people that actually see those through? Because, I mean, I know people, I know friends, I know myself as well. People will go into their New Year. Oh, yeah, the most popular one, cutting off toxic people. That's number one. I'm cutting off people. And then, hey, next week or let's say 3 weeks later, or even a month, they're back. Together, best friends, arm in all that. So, I don't know. I've never been one to believe in those. So, however, if you do believe in those, do comment and tell me, really. Tell me what you've sought out to do in the past, and did you see it through? Or rather, how long did it take you for you to realize that you were just lying to yourself? How long did it take you to realize that you were just trying to convince yourself of the unknown, or rather, non-existent reality? So yeah, let's talk about that. Let's discuss that. What have you picked up? Oh yeah, I actually went back to writing. Yeah, I went back to writing. I recently just went back to my old, you know, platform, WordPress. I'm not promoting anything. WordPress, I went back to WordPress and I looked at my university writings. In university, I used to write a lot. And I don't know, I just kind of grew and I just kind of stopped. I just let go of that beautiful art form. This is something I'm looking forward into reverting to in this coming year. I'm looking forward into writing more, into reading more. I've always been a reader. I love reading. And I bought, 7 books in my house, and none of which I've opened. I am embarrassed. Sorry. I'm embarrassingly admitting, okay? I haven't read a page of these books. They're still in their plastic covers and everything else. I haven't opened those ones. I'm also going to make time for that this year. I'm going to read more. I'm going to write. I don't know. There's just something about writing, putting words. I don't know. We used to write, you know, like pen to paper. But what do we do now? Do we click words? And I don't know what we do, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. So I'm really looking forward to going back into that. I'm also looking forward into career advancement should an opportunity present itself. If not that, then I'm looking forward into working towards developing those ideas which might generate, I don't know, some sort of advancement in whichever area professionally that is. I'm also looking forward to studying something else. I'm also looking forward to graduating, you know, finally. However, I still need to put a little finishing touches to my thesis. It's done, I promise you. I kid you not, I'm not lying. So that's all that I've been up to this year. There's a lot, but you know, I'm just kind of giving highlights. I mean, a lot of good stuff happened and a lot of bad stuff happened too. I've gained friends, I've lost friends, I've lost a relationship. I don't know. You know, there's a term, or rather, this situation, you know, they call it like a, a long-suffering something. I'm not sure if my relationship was a long-suffering relationship. I mean, we did have our good times and our bad times and all that, but that all came to a fold when it ended. It's done. I'm looking forward to meeting somebody. Hey, yes, I'm looking forward to meeting somebody, and somebody that gets me. Not that the other person didn't get me, but I'm just looking for somebody with more understanding, you know. I feel like sometimes people need to see you for who you are and not carve out or conjure up your traits as something that is non-existent, you know. Or rather, they formulate their own belief of you, and that's how you forever be viewed in, you know, in their presence, you know. And that's how you always be seen as. That's the perception of you. So yeah, that's another situation that I tend to get myself into. Anywho, we're all about moving on and learning and restoring the peace, the little peace that there still is in the world. We are working and striving for that. You know, we are all about restoring. I don't know. By saying we, I'm talking about me and a few or the many other people who are also striving for the same thing, the peace and success, progress, and a whole host of other positive things and all that. So another thing that I want to ask you before I part ways. Oh yeah, and another thing, I'm also not, you have to forgive me because I'm not having green tea as usual. I know we have green tea and, you know, without the sugar and all that, but today, come on now, give me a break. It's the 1st of January. I'm allowed to cheat, you know. I'm just sitting here on the floor, actually, you know, blanketed in this warm, fleecy situation that I bought myself. Very cheap, you know me, I'm very cheap. But I'm all warm, I'm fleeced up, and I'm cozy. And my dog actually misbehaved, and I took her into the bedroom. That is not animal abuse, I promise you. I'm just instilling some parental boundaries, some parental. Okay, well, I'll stop lying. You know, some people might actually think this is abuse, but it's not abuse. I mean, she did something, and she has to know that there are consequences for your actions. Okay, that's harsh. Now I sound like a parent. Am I really a parent, though? I don't know. You decide. You let me know. So, yeah, my dog is just chilling in the bedroom, and there's no sound of that because she's kind of happy there, right? But then that's kind of sad. How can she be happy without me? Good grief. It doesn't matter. Anyway, please tell me what you hope to achieve. What are your wishes, actually, for the new year? And most importantly, what are your predictions? I mean, because a lot of people coming from this long and tedious, depressing and non-ending coronavirus struggle from 2020, and coming into 2021, we all had hopes that, you know, the borders would open up and people from outside of China could actually come in, would also be afforded the chance to visit our families back at home, wherever, you know, some people may come from. You know, I'm from South Africa. I was also hoping for a chance to go home and see my mother and my sister, but nothing like that happened. So I don't know, I will just be on the safe side and say I'm predicting that the borders will be open, and then, you know, people will be reunited, people that are outside will be able to come in. So yeah, those are my predictions for the year, and my wish is prosperity, progression, success, that breakthrough you've been waiting for. May this be the year that you just walk into that, you know. If you don't see the tunnel, or if you don't see where it's headed, please just pray. Get on your knees. This is a prayer from me, for you, to God. May that locate you. I actually stole that from Instagram, but hey. My heart wasn't the right place. So, anyway, I shall see you guys, you know, in the comment section. We will be communicating. I'm also going to post this on my Instagram, and yeah, we can talk there. We can talk on Facebook if you follow me there too as well. Or you can, if you are listening from the Anchor platform, you could also leave a comment there, which is actually the easiest, because it literally gives you a comment section where you can comment and leave your thoughts about the episode. And once more, Happy New Year. I hope it's a glorious one from here onwards. And I'm looking forward to the next time we're talking. Hopefully, the update will be a little more uplifting. No, but then this was uplifting, wasn't it? I mean, of course, you know, if you take everything I say with a pinch of salt. So, without any further ado, I shall get back to my Baileys. Yeah, getting back to my Baileys. Not the green tea. Forgive me, I thought we spoke about that. Not the green tea, my Baileys. And see you next time. Love, peace, namaste. I'm signing out. Have a good one. God bless. Hello there. Good morning. It's exactly 1:30 a.m. 7th January 2022. It's actually a Friday. Hello and welcome. How are you? This is Colbin Green bringing you Green Tea, you know, your podcast, your dearly and beloved podcast from beyond the seas. How are you guys? I am awesome. My God, my, I had a roller coaster of a week. Really, a lot was happening. Work, studies, and just life. You know, like, life happens. I trust you well. I trust you okay. I hope you have been keeping safe and you have been minding your business, drinking your tea, or maybe your water, or your champagne, you know, whatever jangles your nerves or whatever rocks your boat and everything else. Hello, hi, welcome to Green Tea. So, we are actually kicking off a reading session, you know. Yeah, reading session, Fridays or Thursdays. Just give me a minute before while I figure out actually what we're gonna name this. Anywho, some of you know that I love reading, and I used to read a lot last year before life happened, before my studies actually took their toll on me and I had to just do away with everything that deemed deterring, you know. So I just kind of had to put everything aside and focus on my studies, which of course are of paramount importance, you know. So anyway, I decided to get back to reading. From the last time that we spoke, I said I would get back to reading. Yes, I am back, and I decided to pick up a book which really drew me in, and I read the synopsis and I did a little bit of reading about the book, and it literally just spoke to me. I don't know, I bought the book, but then anyway, we shall not dwell on that. I bought the book, and because, yeah, again, it drew me, the title actually drew me in. So the book that we're talking about today is called Tuesdays with Maury. Yes, it's basically a book. It's a life lesson type of a book, you know. It's not really like a pocket-sized book, but it's actually a simple book that you can carry with you whenever, whether you are traveling or just simply having a good day at home, or you're having a boring day, or you just want to feel inspired. You could be sitting and lounging around with a glass of wine, with your candles and some sweet and soothing music in the background, and you pick up your book and you start reading, right? So, which is exactly how I do my reading, you know, with wine. Do not forget the wine. Sometimes on a cold day, I'll have my green tea. So today we're talking about Tuesdays with Maury. Like I said, this book actually drew me in. So I'm just going to head on over and read a few reviews, because I like doing that before I actually read a book. So what I want to do is to share what the book is about, so that when you decide to pick up the book and read it for yourself, you already know what to expect. I won't go into deep details and, you know, and ruin everything for you. However, I will give you just a tidbit of what the book is about. So basically, Tuesdays with Maury is actually a book that was written by... Yes. It's a book that was written by Mitch Albom. He's an author. And Tuesdays with Maury comes after Mitch was visiting his college professor, who, by the way, was battling a life-threatening illness, ALS. So he used to have his weekly visits to Maury on Tuesdays. Hence the, you know, the title, Tuesdays with Maury. So basically what this book entails are details of what usually transpired while he visited Maury, the life lessons that Maury imparted to him. And might I add, Maury was actually dying. He wasn't just a retired professor and all of that. He was actually dying from ALS. So those weekly visits became an eye-opener for Mitch. So I'm just going to head on over and read what the book critics actually penned down. And I also want to challenge you, if you would like, to actually grab yourself the copy and then read. And then I'll read as well. And then we can have a little reading forum, you know, where we actually discuss books. And I will have a few guests on my podcast, those who are interested and are avid readers like I am. And then we can actually discuss the book and people can actually listen to the conversations and, of course, throw in their 2 cents worth of opinions and all that. And then, so yeah, so I'm just going to head on over. When a person is dying, more often than not, their perception towards life changes. It helps them realize what is important and what is not. Just like in this memoir, Tuesdays with Maury, the author, Mitch Albom, writes about all the lessons he received from his college professor, Maury Schwartz, who, by the way, was suffering from a life-threatening disease. Mitch focused on how Maury helped him understand some of the most complex problems in life. As Maury had told him in the book, Study Me and My Slow and Patient Demise, Watch What Happens to Me, Learn With Me, and he did. The author learned a lot of things from his Tuesday visits with Maury. And what I like is that this critic actually read the book thoroughly and he picked up a few notable mentions, a few notable lessons from the book. The first lesson is forgive not only others, but also yourself. We need to forgive ourselves for all the things we didn't do. All the things we should have done, rather. You can't get stuck on the regrets of what should have happened. Most of us find it hard to forgive others, but what we don't know is that it's even harder to forgive ourselves. We tend to hold grudges in life, and somehow it is the reason why we can't entirely be happy. In the book Tuesdays with Maury, Maury taught the author the practice of forgiveness, not only others, but as well as to himself. We may regret the things we did in the past, but not everything is within our control. Not letting go about it won't change anything, but a better outlook for the future might. Well, poignant, right? It's so profound. And then it further goes on to list the next lesson derived from this book. Live your life as it is your last day on earth. Every day, we have a little burden on our shoulder, or rather on your shoulder, that asks, is today the day? Am I ready? Am I doing all that I need to do? Am I the person I want to be? Most of the time, we take our chances for granted. The opportunity to spend time with our family, to help other people, and the chance to do what we love. It's because most of us think that we always have more time to do the right thing, but the truth is we never know when would be the last time for us to say goodbye. Maury said everyone knows they're going to die, but nobody believes it. Although some of us don't like to think about it, we all know that our hearts will stop beating eventually. So we should give our best and not wait for a special time to express our love to everyone. The right time is always now. And the last one, which I will share with you, because I do not want to give away any spoilers. Stop chasing the wrong things. So many people walk around with a meaningless life. They seem half asleep even when they're busy doing things they think are important. This is because they are chasing the wrong things. The way you get meaning in your life is to devote yourself to loving others. Devote yourself to a community around you and devote yourself to creating something that gives you purpose and meaning. Most people are blinded by money and fame, true, so they often chase the wrong things. They tend to disregard their family and friends because they thought that it's the material things that could keep them satisfied. But for us to find meaning and joy in our lives, we should learn to love not only ourselves, but the other people as well. Being a part of your community can bring happiness and satisfaction that no amount of money can give you. Wow. Profound, right? Well, anyway, so there it is. Tuesdays with Maury, a book by Mitch Albom. It's a life-changing book, really. I've read a few pages, but like I said, I do not want to give away any spoilers. So if you really are into these kinds of reads, which I am, and I think most people that I know tend to gravitate towards the kind of thing that I like. I mean, of course, we are friends and everything else, and we share books. We literally borrow books each other. We swap them around. We have a bookathon, and we share books. Really, we have a book drive and all of that, and then we read and we discuss and we meet over and we have wine and we just gossip away and we talk about books, about everything. It's actually just a session for friends to gather around and not talk about anything else that plagues us. We literally just sit and discuss the books, and then we somehow try to draw inspiration from the words. I mean, nothing like the written word. Honestly, I mean, I love reading. When I say I love reading, I mean, I love reading. So I will check in with you guys in a week or two, and then we are going to break down the life lessons we have derived from Tuesdays with Maury. So until next time, keep your green tea hot with no sugar. Well, maybe some sugar won't hurt. So yeah, be good. Have your green tea. With no sugar, or with sugar. Have faith, peace, love, and happiness. And again, Happy New Year. May it be a glorious one. Until next time, Colbin Green signing out. This is Green Tea. Love, light, peace, and God bless.